An estimated 6 million acres of corn were planted in South Dakota this spring. And recently, former Secretary of Agriculture Mike Jaspers was hired on behalf of South Dakota farmers who care for these corn acres to serve as interim director for South Dakota Corn Growers Association. As to how he plans to lead, Jaspers says he will let the farmer leaders and mission of the organization serve as his guide.
It really comes back to the primary mission is, what can we do to support the corn producer out there who's planting the seed, who's monitoring it, who's making every decision they can based on what the weather is or is not giving them for challenges or for benefits. And then once they have the corn produced, how do we help them get the most value out of their corn with the expanding and encouraging, supporting different markets and marketing opportunities to sell their corn products. So all those things together are just things that the corn organizations have been doing for the last 2 to 3 decades, and that's our focus going forward is on each individual producer and how can we help them be more successful.
Taking on leadership roles in South Dakota is not new for Jaspers. As a South Dakota State University student, he served as the South Dakota State FFA president. He served in the South Dakota State Senate as the state's Secretary of Agriculture, and in 2007, he was appointed by President Bush to serve as State Director of USDA Rural Development.
Well, Mike is a guy that provides instant credibility. Just if you look at his background, he has served in the state legislature, served as a ag secretary for the state of South Dakota. His experience at East River Electric and Rural Development provides a nice synergy with, experiences that are going to allow for him to be able to represent corn farmers well and continue to fight for a mission of improving corn farming here in South Dakota.
Scott Stahl is a Bridgewater corn farmer and president of the South Dakota Corn Growers Association. With 800 members, the Corn Growers Association is a farmer-led policy organization. Scott Stahl sums up the work of the organization this way.
We work hard to represent the hardworking farmers across the state of South Dakota and look for opportunities to help improve the situation of corn farming across the state.
When Mike Jaspers was asked to serve after the former executive director resigned late July, he says he didn't hesitate to take on the leadership role.
I just truly believe that the world is run by those who show up, and and the opportunity to be able to come in and assist as a corn farmer, and that's my perspective on assisting the South Dakota corn growers right now is I look at it from a corn farmer's perspective, knowing that every bushel that comes into the corn head this fall, especially this fall, with the weather conditions that we've all endured, it's really going to matter. And I look at that and say, I have an opportunity to step up and help this organization through some transition right now and get them moving forward again. And that's really the perspective that I took.
As interim director, Jaspers will serve until South Dakota Corn Growers Association selects a permanent executive director. He says there is no fixed timeline.
When you have a leadership that's been there for nearly 25 years, you're going to have a little transition and how to help move that forward so that the organization can take their time, reevaluate where they've come from, where they are, where they'd like to move forward to. Just like a farmer doesn't get up and punch in at 8 o'clock and punch out at 5 o'clock, a farmer gets up in the morning and works until their job is done, no matter what the sun says for the day. And that's kind of how I'm looking at this too. I have a task to do to help the association, and that's what I plan to do.
Because Jaspers is a corn farmer, Scott Stahl says he is in a unique position to lead the organization through this time of transition.
He is a corn farmer from South Dakota. He has had to make the decisions that corn farmers have to make regards to decisions with crop rotation and profitability, and also with the cattle operation. He has a nice viewpoint of what South Dakota corn farmer faces on a day-to-day basis.
In addition to his leadership role with South Dakota Corn Growers Association, Jaspers will continue to farm and work as the Business Development Director for East River Electric Cooperative. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lura Rohde.